Shot Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We tonight includes me, Ian.
And Allie.
Allie's here courtesy of ALP. Allie, what is ALP?
ALP is a show that I do with Ellen Ball every Saturday night on LRN. We have a lot of fun doing it. It's a show where we cover just one topic per episode. And this week, this coming Saturday, we're going to be doing a show on body modification. So that covers like tattoos and makeup and, you know, like piercings. Plastic surgery and piercings and all that stuff. And so we're also excited to announce that we're going to have Leah Farrow, who some of you may know as Leah Patrick, who is...
she's an old friend of yours from Alabama.
That's right. And she has tattooed many a liberty activist, including Pete Eyre and Adamo Freeman from Cop Block.
So, yeah, she used to come to Porkfest, and she would be the Porcupine Freedom Festival that the Free State Project puts that on every year. She used to come there and basically be booked up all week with tattoo jobs.
That's right.
So she knows a thing or two about that.
She does.
So go to ALPshow.com. You can get past episodes. Have you been doing, have you done 26 yet? Are you past a half a year?
Yes. I think we are close to 26, if not there.
Yeah, it seemed like you were pretty much close to that. Anyway, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Even if you haven't gotten there yet, I know you're darn close to it. So ALPshow.com. And you did not do it this last weekend, however, due to going to see Penn and Teller.
That's right. And I wanted to confirm that our last episode was episode 26, so this next will be 27.
Excellent.
And yes, I went to see Penn and Teller in Boston. It was an awesome show.
You'd never seen them before?
I'd never seen them live before, but I've definitely watched many an episode of BS, which is...
Their television show.
Their television show. And that's kind of the inspiration behind ALP, because they cover
really?
A topic... On each one topic per show on there. Well, sometimes they do multiple topics, but yeah. So we've covered some of the same topics they've done, and they were big for me in teaching me how to like think critically and to question the adults. You know, because when you're growing up as a kid, you always think that what the adults are talking about, it must be true, and then you find out later that a lot of that is just BS.
So, you said it was a great show. I understand a lot of people from New Hampshire, the Liberty community went down there together.
Yeah, there were like
70 plus people.
What
I was bummed about was I found out later on that there were actually like 3 shows on one day.
Yes.
I had no idea about that. I thought there was just the show that you went to. Which
oh,
was,
so you
know,
would
the
gone if
show.
You'd
like,
known.
I totally could have gone if I'd known there was one in the afternoon, but I had no idea. But I actually went as a kid to see them, and it would be fun to see them as an adult, and maybe next time they come around I'll do that. But Penn was actually born in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
That's right.
Which is right nearby here in Keene, New Hampshire, and he knows about the Free State Project. And I believe a Free Stater got on his radio show the next day, because he does Penn Sunday School, which is his weekly podcast. And Carolyn, who is one of the more recent movers to New Hampshire, she moved up from Massachusetts. She actually apparently went to that show and managed to get on the show with him to talk about the Free State Project.
That's amazing. I need to go listen to that.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet either, but it does sound like it went pretty well. And so that's awesome news. And you got a picture with Teller. I saw
that's
that
right.
on your Facebook page.
Yeah, that was
Did
exciting.
Did he talk to you?
Yeah, he does talk. After he took the picture, he said, lovely. And I heard him talking to other people, too. So he does talk. He's not a mute.
Right.
But Penn saying there's on some of the advertisements for Free Keene, there's one where Penn says, I should be up in New Hampshire with
in Keene,
New Hampshire with the Free Staters. And that was like huge for me. You know, I was kind of on the fence about the Free State Project and its legitimacy. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, that's legit. I'm definitely going.
All right, great. I'm glad that worked on somebody.
It works.
It's good to know. So anyway, Penn and Teller, cool guys. Watch their stuff. They do good work. So we've been talking, for those of you just tuning in, the first hour, we really focused on the big news in the Bitcoin world today, which was about CEO of BitInstant being arrested, as well as another guy who was allegedly selling bitcoins on the Silk Road. Both of these gentlemen have been charged with money laundering conspiracy, operating an unlicensed money transmitter business, and there's also, on the part of Charlie Shrem from BitInstant, willful failure to file suspicious activity report. So they are being charged with these sort of money transmitter-related charges. And I explained in the last hour how Shrem was caught in that this guy, BTC King, on Silk Road was buying bitcoins from BitInstant, which was a company you could go to. You could pay cash, deposit it in like a Bank of America account, and then BitInstant would send you bitcoin. So this guy, BTC King, was using BitInstant and essentially remarketing their services under his own name on the Silk Road to sell Silk Road users, which is a anonymous black marketplace on the Tor service on the internet. So allowing Silk Road users to buy bitcoins anonymously through this guy. But ultimately, in order to do that, he had to interact in real life off of the Tor system with BitInstant, and they traced his email address. They found out what email address he was using. They still didn't know who was using the email address because he was using it from Tor, right? So he was pretty careful about protecting himself in that he was using Tor, which is the anonymizing system on the internet, to go to BitInstant and to do business with them, using Tor to access the email address that he was using to do business with BitInstant. So they had all these emails from him because they raided that email account. They raided the BitInstant email account. So they knew what he was saying because he was saying it unencrypted. They were not using PGP. So they knew what was going on, but they still didn't know who BTC King was. They knew Charlie Shrem was, and they had all his emails. They got him dead to rights, it seems like, from these charges. And again, I read through the 20-something page indictment today, so it's how I know more than just kind of the summary that you're going to get from, say, an AP article. So they had Charlie Shrem. He was easy to catch. But this BTC King guy, they didn't know who he was. And so you may be wondering, how did they catch BTC King? Well, at one point, BTC King admitted to Charlie, because Charlie tried to get identifying information from him at one point, towards kind of the end of their relationship, towards the end of BitInstant. And the guy refused. He said, look, I'm a 52-year-old guy living in Florida, but I'm not going to tell you anymore because I need to be anonymous here. So, you know, the feds took note of that. They had that information. And then what ended up happening was BitInstant went down, and then about a month or two later, Silk Road was taken down by the FBI. This guy went out of business. He actually left the Silk, left doing business at one point earlier in the year. He stopped doing business with BitInstant, and I forget what the reason was for that, but he stopped doing business with them, and then he started doing business again. And this was, he was doing business again, but this time he did it under his own name because he could no longer use BitInstant at that point. So he'd started doing business again, except he had to go and get his own bank account to do this with. So before, he was giving out bank account information for BitInstant.
Right.
But now he was giving bank account information to these Silk Road buyers for his own bank account, or someone who they're claiming was BTC King, this Robert Faella guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the undercover cop who had been buying from him previously made another purchase from him, mm-hmm. was given the bank account, this new bank account information. They did a check on that bank account, and they found out it was owned by the wife of Robert Faella. And so after they then investigated Robert Faella, at that point they found out that he was a 52-year-old man living in Cape Coral, Florida. So they basically had all the information they needed at that point to tie him into this account of BTC King.
So is it that they have, I assume that it's just like a bunch of coders and hackers or whatever who, you know, the government gets to come work with them, who are able to make these connections and find out who these people are, right? Or is it just that the government, through their coercive forces, are able to get this information by threatening companies and finding out stuff?
So sometimes they use search warrants if they can get the approval from a judge, and sometimes they'll just come to the company and ask for information, depending on how obedient the company is.
It seems like it would be a really neat service if you could hire someone and you're like, you know, your job is to try to find flaws in my system of anonymity. Like, try to find out who I am. And if you find out who I am, then you'll be rewarded. And I will just, like, let go of whatever I was doing with that and start over and try again anonymously.
So 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. That pretty much sums up the story. These guys are facing some pretty serious criminal charges. As we learn more, we'll tell you more about that. Coming up, gays in Uganda. It's a pretty sick situation.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. All Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 27th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,266.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,312.43, $652.21 for a half ounce, or $328.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,312.43, $656.21, and $328.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online. We've got a website over at freetalklive.com. And you can control the content there. The story that we've been talking about throughout the show about BitInstant CEO, that's available there on the front page of the site because listeners like you have been voting them up or down. You can go there and whatever you see, you can vote it up if you like it, down if you don't. You can also submit new content. Maybe the story you think is interesting or important is not listed there yet. Simply go to Submit Show Prep and put it there. It's an easy process. You do need to have a Reddit account in order to accomplish it, and you have to have an account on our website, and then you link the two accounts together. It's a very quick process. and it works. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. And again, thanks to Napper906 for submitting the story about Charlie Shrem from BitInstant.com being arrested. But again, BitInstant is just one website. It's been gone for several months. They haven't really had an impact on the Bitcoin community in several months. It's sad to see Shrem be arrested, and well, we will continue to follow his case. But Bitcoin is alive and well. Now, the price has dipped down a little bit today, and maybe that's based on the news, but that just means it's a better time to buy.
That's right.
And we can give you more information on how to buy a little bit later on this week. But right now, if you do have Bitcoins and you'd like to do something with them, you can turn them into real-life consumer electronics by going to BitcoinStore.com. They've got over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment at 0% markup. That's right. They're getting these products from their distributor, the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. They're getting those products from Ingram Micro, and they're selling them directly to you, and they're not marking them up at all. 0% markups at BitcoinStore.com. Why are they doing this? Because the proprietor at BitcoinStore.com is so into Bitcoin, he's willing to just do this at 0% on the hope that Bitcoin will continue to appreciate, that he'll continue to get Bitcoin in, and then he'll hold on to some of that Bitcoin, and then maybe that'll make him something down the line. But that's just amazing business over there, BitcoinStore.com. And if you want an anonymity in your purchases, keep Bitcoin in store in mind, because if you give them a fake name, they don't know. Unlike your credit card, which is tied to your name, when you make a purchase at BitcoinStore.com, you can give them whatever darn name you want to. As long as it's an address they can deliver to, they don't care. So go to BitcoinStore.com, get your shopping done for electronics and, consumer electronics devices at BitcoinStore.com. They only accept Bitcoins, and you'll get free shipping if you buy over $100 worth of product there. Below $100 worth, it's a $5 flat shipping fee. So we're going to go to a disturbing story that Allie brought in tonight. It's kind of a follow-up on what has been a long line of disturbing news, much of which we haven't been able to cover on Free Talk Live just because we don't have time to cover everything. But the anti-gay legislation in Uganda is pretty scary stuff. There was talk about the death penalty for being gay in
Uganda.
Well,
that used to be they used to enforce that, I believe, that if you were caught being gay in Uganda, that, or I guess having gay sex, that you were killed. But now I think because of pressure from around the world, they changed that to just life in prison.
Oh, it's only life in prison now,
That's
huh?
That's it now. Just, you know, basically slap on the wrist for being gay. So,
anymore.
This story is not about that as much as it's about studying the way this affects the people, or maybe it's not necessarily a cause, could be just correlation, but Uganda happens to be one of the leading countries in gay porn searches in the world. This story is from the Huffington Post Gay Voices section. Uganda's gay porn obsession, why a nation with anti-gay laws is leading the way. So, I also wonder, the reason I picked this story was also because it kind of confirmed something that I've already thought, which is that a lot of homophobia, I think, comes from a repressed feelings. Like, we're all, I think, a little bit, it doesn't mean that you're gay if you're homophobic, but I think that no one's 100% straight. And so if you feel shame around, you know, being attracted to the same sex, then that might fuel the fire of homophobia a little bit more, right?
Because you're angry at yourself?
Angry, yeah, self-hate kind of thing.
So you lash out at others?
Exactly. Uganda might have...
You got to prove how straight you are, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Uganda might have vehemently anti-gay legislation in place, but that hasn't stopped the nation from becoming one of the world's top consumers of gay pornography, according to reports. HuffPost Live host... Ahmed Shehbab Eldin spoke with Roger Ross Williams, director of an award-winning documentary, God Loves Uganda, to figure out why one of the world's most homophobic nations is just behind Kenya and Pakistan, two other nations with anti-gay laws, when it comes to internet searches on gay porn. Quote, When you have a repressed society like that, people are repressed. So it goes underground, Williams says. They're obsessed with sex. As it turns out, however, not everyone who is searching for gay porn on the internet in Uganda is necessarily gay. Williams added.
It may just be people who are curious.
True. Williams added, culturally, you don't talk about sex in Uganda. What this bill has done, it brought homosexuality in the public conversation. People are curious.
Right.
And I think there's another page, but this is interesting to me because, you know, what does it say about people when you've got these, like, I think that this kind of reflects on a lot of different laws where, you know, people try to take their biases, which they don't really know where they're coming from. They're just like, I hate gay people. And they don't really have a good answer for why. They haven't really done a lot of soul searching. And I think a lot of people's hatred and anger is sort of an internal thing. They should really figure out where it comes from before starting to pass laws.
Well, where does that come from? I mean, it doesn't make sense that it would come naturally. Meaning the hatred for gay people. Obviously, being gay comes naturally. People are born, pretty clearly born gay. You talk to enough gay people, they'll tell you they've always been that way. It wasn't a conscious choice. I'm going to go gay now because I want people to hate me. That's
right.
Not what happens. People are born gay, so that's natural. But it doesn't seem natural to hate somebody because they're gay. That, to me, says that was a learned response, that people learned hatred of gay people from their moms or dads or grandparents or whoever it was down the line that inculcated them with that. In the same way, racism, also kind of one of those learned things by generation to generation, it just being passed down. And so I would say religion's probably a big factor. Organized religion is a huge factor in why people don't like gay people.
Uganda is one of those countries where Christians love to go on missions, right?
Oh, is it? Yeah.
The missionary man, can't trust him because they come and, you know, they try to spread their values. Like, it's like this, what we learned about in school, the white man's burden. We have to go teach people in other nations and, like, you know, especially where it's all black or all brown people, and we have to teach them our ways, our more civilized ways. But what ends up happening is that, you know, you make this, for one thing, these people are more likely to listen to you if they're at a disadvantage because they're maybe hungry and you're offering them food,
right,
or something like that. So they're going to go along with it as much as they can if that's, you know, what you're offering is food, if you say that you believe in Jesus. And then, you know, your children don't know the difference. They think that you buy into this Jesus stuff. They don't know you're just doing it so that you can put food on the table. And it becomes cultural at that point.
We'll come back with more. I've actually got an update, Ali, on this story. The Uganda president has made a statement about this bill that you talked about to reduce it down to just life in prison instead of death penalty. We'll give you the latest on that. Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Talking about Uganda and their very, very disturbing anti-homosexuality situation, I guess you could call it there, where they're essentially criminalizing the act of homosexuality, of having sex with somebody who is the same gender. And it's very disturbing. There's news that's, I guess you could say, good news about this, where the Ugandan president has apparently refused to approve a controversial bill that would see homosexuals jailed for life. We'll give you what it is he had to say about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Feel free to call in with your thoughts. But also want to introduce you to ProXPN. We talked in the last hour about privacy and how important it is, because Charlie Shrem from BitInstant got busted for money laundering because he wasn't encrypting his emails with somebody he was talking to on the Silk Road. Email encryption is a very important thing to do, especially on sensitive conversations. Conversations that could get you arrested for something. You can't think that you're safe if you're using an online email system or any kind of email system, whether you're using like your own, whether it's a Gmail-based thing or if you're using Outlook on your own computer. None of that stuff protects you. You've got to take steps to make sure you're protected. Encryption is one of those steps. Another step is to encrypt your internet connection to your internet service provider. Because right now, if you're just using standard internet service, you know, whether it's Comcast, Time Warner, Verizon, whoever it is, they're probably logging everything you do. They're probably logging every search term that you enter. They're likely logging every website that you visit. For as long as 5 years, they may be holding these logs. So when the government wants to come take a look at those logs, whether they have a search warrant or not, it's usually not a hard thing for them to get that from those companies. So you can prevent that logging from happening by using ProXPN. They don't log what you do online. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app. There's one for Windows machines, Macintosh, there's also iOS and Android. So even those of you with a smartphone, you can encrypt your internet connection. Now, basically it's encrypted until it gets to the Pro XPN server. Then it goes out from there to the rest of the internet. So your location is also obscured, meaning that the websites you're visiting think that you're at the server's location. So if I connect to, there's one in New York, usually you want to connect to the more close server for the fastest mm-hmm. speeds. But if I really wanted to, I could connect to one in Singapore or connect to one in the Netherlands.
Maybe Uganda isn't really a gay porn place. Maybe people are just using the service and saying they're from Uganda.
That's certainly a possibility, although ProXPN doesn't have a server in Uganda.
Okay.
So it wouldn't work that way. They only have very specific locations around the world, and the Netherlands, Prague, and Singapore, as well as the UK, are the ones that are outside of the United States. But ProXPN.com protects your location. It protects you, your ISP, from being able to know what you're doing online. And in addition to that, it gets around blocks. So let's say Uganda puts on a block on gay porn websites. Well, if you had ProXPN, you'd be able to get around that block. If you're in China, you can do a Google search for Tank Man with ProXPN. So all of the different blocks out there, whether it's your school or your workplace that's blocking different websites, if you're using ProXPN, no more problems with blocks. So all kinds of reasons to get this app. And you can go and get it for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. But you're going to want to upgrade to their premium package so you can get unlimited bandwidth and so you can use whatever service that you want to. So if you want to do torrenting over ProXPN to have private torrenting, you can do that with their premium account. And you save 20% by using our discount code, which is FTL20. That's FTL20 to save 20% at proxpn.com/FTL. If you've got Bitcoins and you'd like to pay with Bitcoins, you'll save even more. You can get 33% off the annual plan by paying with Bitcoins at proxpn.com/FTL. And by the way, that FTL20 code works for the annual plan, it works for the monthly plan, it works for the six-month plan. So whatever you're more comfortable with, you get the best deal with the annual plan. It breaks down the price to about $5 a month. So it's really just an amazing deal. proxpn.com/FTL. So here's a story from AlJazeera.com. This is relatively fresh. It came out probably about 10 days ago, and this is in regards to the Ugandan story. You had said that there was originally proposed to be a death penalty for being gay in Uganda, that had been reduced from death penalty to life in prison.
Right.
And now the story is that the president of Uganda has refused to approve a controversial bill that would see homosexuals jailed for life, saying there were better ways to, quote, rescue people from their abnormality.
So he's still anti-gay, it seems. He's not saying we should accept these people.
Right. Yeah, he's certainly no friend of gay people, but at the very least, he's not advocating jail for life for them. He says in a letter to Parliament, Yoweri Museveni said gays would go, quote, underground and continue practicing homosexuality or lesbianism for mercenary reasons, unquote. According to the independent newspaper, The Daily Monitor, the anti-gay bill passed through the Ugandan parliament last month after its architects agreed to drop the death penalty clause. The question at the core of the debate on homosexuality is, what do we do with an abnormal person, he asks. Do we kill him or her? Do we imprison him or her? Or do we contain him or her? The president was quoting it in writing in a letter to Parliament.
Those are the only options. We have to do something with them.
He said that homosexuality was caused by either random breeding or a need to make money.
What? Random.
I don't know.
No one could choose that.
What that means.
It's probably because you didn't know that it was a man that you were having sex with.
Lesbians, he said, choose female partners because, so they're actually saying that homosexuality is man on man mm-hmm. and lesbianism is female on female. I've never heard of that. I always thought that homosexuality was just loving
all
the person
inclusive.
Who is the same sex.
Yeah.
Apparently in Uganda they define it differently. Lesbians, he said, choose female partners because of, quote, sexual starvation. So apparently they're just not getting enough men.
That's believable.
In their life.
Just kidding.
And he says, and the failure to marry a man. But he said improving the nation's economy would stop people from becoming gay.
Hmm.
He continued, quote, you cannot call an abnormality an alternative orientation. It could be the Western societies, on account of random breeding, have generated many abnormal people. So is he proposing, when he says random breeding, is he proposing the state be in charge of who has sex with who?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it should be more controlled.
Well, because what else could random breeding possibly be? That says to me that somebody would have to decide. If it's random, I mean, it must be random if people are just deciding on their own who to have sex with. So maybe it needs to be more like Brave New World, you know, one of these dystopian novels where they select your partner for you, or your, you know, you give a sperm sample out and they choose an egg donor and then they decide who will be breeding.
I need to look this up, but I feel like Uganda, this isn't the only sexual issue that they're messed up on. I think
that
they
also
perform female circumcision in Uganda. I'm going to look that up. But
I
bet
you're right about
that.
I would say you're not really going out on much of a limb there. These people sound like the people in this in the government. I'm sure there's regular people in Uganda who are absolutely outraged by this. But when the government people say this stuff, it gives credence to the people on the ground. So, for instance, there have also been similar issues in Russia with anti-gay legislation recently. And as a result of that, there have been some thugs in the streets that have been harassing people that they believe to be gay, because they see the government doing this and they say, oh, well, we can do this too. Like, it's okay, but, you know, the government's going to arrest people for this, so we can just go around and beat people up. And
yeah,
it just
It's similar to how the KKK used to operate in the United States, is when the...
Yeah, much more in the open, right?
Right. They were more probably... they were more closeted about their bigotry and lynchings and everything. But then once the state started passing laws, they were bolstered and they were more willing to be open about it. And they were, you know, burning crosses out in the open. And it was more like, hey, come join the KKK. We're like, you know, might as well be state sanctioned. We're just enforcing the laws now.
It's shocking that we're in the year 2014, and this stuff is still going on. This hatred of people because of whether it's their color of their skin, or in this case, their sexual orientation, is just tragic. And there's a little bit more to this story here. We'll see what this guy has to say. He says, well, we'll just fix the economy, and then no more gay people will happen. We got to stop this random breeding, too. And how they're going to do that, I'm not sure. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live here in moments.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The program brought to you by various different great folks, including the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, you got to get together with people who think like you. And your opportunity to visit New Hampshire. You can come up any old weekend you want to, but there's one weekend in particular coming up that you're going to want to be here if you can make it, and that's the Liberty Forum weekend. It's coming up in less than a month, February 20th through the 23rd. We will be there live, and by we, I mean you and I, Allie.
That's right.
Because you will be performing your show, ALP, live on Saturday night.
Our first live performance.
That's right, which will be exciting. You'll be coming on right after Cody O'Connor and his show, Off the Air Live, and then I'll be there as well with Mark, and we'll be doing Free Talk Live. So it's literally going to be, 6 hours of radio, talk radio content?
Yay.
In fact, I think Puke and the Gang will be in the studio earlier in that day, so literally it'll be something like 9 hours.
Wow.
Of just straight talk radio. But it's not a talk radio conference. The Liberty Forum is your chance to get together with hundreds of people who actually love freedom and who are willing to do something about it. There's going to be some big-name speakers, folks like Jeffrey Tucker. I know he's one of your favorites, Allie.
That's right.
Naomi Wolf will be there. Jim Bovar, Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project and who finally made the move in 2013. Also, Cody Wilson, who was the creator of the Liberator, the 3D printable gun. Cody Wilson will be in attendance and speaking. Plus, just announced very recently, Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com. Of course, Overstock made headlines a couple weeks ago for changing their website over to accepting Bitcoins. And so he's going to be speaking there. And that just scratches the surface on the number of speakers. There's something like 60 speakers going to be at this event. So go to NHLibertyForum.com. You can get signed up. Get your tickets now. Tickets are only available online for the next couple weeks. I believe mid-February, they're going to be shutting down ticketing for this. So you want to hurry up and get your tickets at ASAP and book your hotel rooms. The hotel itself is sold out. You can get a hotel room down the street at a different hotel, or you can try to get some room shares from some people that already have hotel rooms in the hotel. But it's going to be a blast. Go to NHLibertyForum.com to learn more about it. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. We're sharing with you the latest on the Uganda hate-filled situation against gay people, where for a little while it looked like they may have been putting people to death for what they call practicing homosexuality or lesbianism.
And I was also reading that you could go to prison if you knew that someone was having gay sex and you didn't report it.
Oh, gosh. It's just horrifying. So the news here is from AlJazeera.com, and the president of Uganda, certainly no friend of gay people, but on the other hand, he at the very least did not sign a bill to imprison them for life, because the original proposal was death penalty. Then they changed that to life imprisonment, which went through the parliament. They had to change it to life imprisonment to get it through the parliament. So that made it through parliament. Now it stopped at the president's desk, and he said he's not going to sign it because he thinks there are better ways to so-called rescue gay people from their so-called abnormality. These are the terms that he used. The report says that he thinks that lesbians and gay men would go away if they would just stop what's called random breeding. And he says that they should also improve the nation's economy, and that will stop people from being gay.
He's talking about people like their livestock, like that's random right. breeding. We have to stop this.
Yeah, like he calls it an abnormality, as though these people were born with some big lump on their forehead or something
right.
like that. Mosveni continued. His name is, again, Yauri Mosveni. You cannot call an abnormality an alternative orientation. It could be that the Western societies, on account of random breeding, have generated many abnormal people. He said, adding that other people became gay for mercenary reasons, or in the case of lesbians, a lack of sex with men. The report said the president believed that improving Uganda's economy, including rapid industrialization and modernizing agriculture, was the best way to rescue young people from the risk of, quote, disgusting behavior, unquote. Gay men and women in Uganda face frequent harassment and threats of violence, and rights activists have also reported cases of lesbians being subjected to, quote, corrective rapes.
Oh, my God.
In that street thugs will find a woman they believe to be a lesbian and then rape her for her own good.
This will make you love men.
Yeah. Okay. In 2011, prominent Ugandan gay rights activist David Kato was bludgeoned to death at his home after a newspaper splashed photos, names, and addresses of gays in Uganda on its front page, along with a yellow banner reading, "Hang Them." AIDS activists say that if passed, the bill would have prevented gays from having access to essential public health information, such as how to protect themselves from HIV and how to access life-saving treatment and support services. So we don't know what's coming next in Uganda as far as, okay, so they're not going to force them to go to prison for life. They're not going to put them to death, at least the government's not. But what are they going to do? I mean, it seems like there's a huge calling for punishing people for being gay there. And you know what's the most tragic, one of the most tragic parts, Allie, is that they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
If we actually had a free country here in the United States, then we would be able to accept people here who wanted to escape whatever kind of prosecution they're facing for victimless crimes. And this is certainly a victimless crime. It's no crime because there's no victim. But if we had freedom of travel, freedom of immigration here, then these folks who felt persecuted and who are being persecuted there in Uganda could get the hell out of there, get on a ship and or an airplane or whatever, and get over to the United States, where you should be able to come if you want to be free. If you want to get out from under the thumb of some sort of oppressive government, this should be the place where people can come. But unfortunately, they can't do that. If they come here, they'll be turned away. They'll be sent back. And then the Ugandan government will probably be investigating those people.
Now, why is it that they'll be sent back?
Well, because it's illegal to come here without begging permission from the state.
That's true.
You can't just come into the United States without having some sort of permission slip.
You have to file for some kind of refugee kind of paperwork. Yeah,
asylum. It might be called. And maybe that's possible, but there's a process there. It's not just something that they just give out to anybody who says, "Help, I'm being repressed."
But Ian, there's like a thing at the bottom of the foot of the Statue of Liberty that says, bring us your, whatever, your tattered.
Your tempest-tossed, bring us your poor, your weak, your huddled masses.
Yeah.
That one.
Just bring them.
The Great Colossus, I believe, is the name of the poem by Emma Lazarus. Yeah, it's a great poem. And at one time, it actually meant something. At one time, it was true.
Right.
But not anymore. And I think it's tragic. And, of course, another sad example that you can go back to in history was the... oh, God, there's a name for it, kind of like a pop culture name for it. But there was a ship full of Jewish people who had managed to escape the thumb of Nazi Germany. And they had come here into the U.S. to try to get away from that. And they were turned around, sent back to their doom.
So I wanted to ask you a question about the story, Ian. Do you think, like, it's very common for homophobic people to lean on religion as their reasoning for why they think that being gay is wrong. Do you think that religion is causing people to think in these terms, or do you think that it's something inside of people and religion is just a convenient excuse?
You know, that's a good question. Chicken or the egg, right?
Right.
Somebody at some point wrote down some words on paper that have been interpreted as being anti-gay. And I think you're right about that. Maybe you're not taking a position. You're asking me. So I don't know. Obviously, there's no way to know for sure what's truly in people's hearts and why it is people think the way they do. I mean, I had said earlier that I think that a lot of hatred towards gay people, like racism, is passed down generation from generation. But that still doesn't answer the question of who started it originally and why did they start the hatred originally. You know, if it was your great-grandfather, why did your great-grandfather hate gay people or hate black people or, you fill in the blank, hate blonde people? So where did that come from?
Well, I think that it's hard to hate something that, if you don't understand something, it's certainly easier to hate it. But I think that if it doesn't have anything to do with you, then you don't really have that strong of feelings about it. And I've had people criticize me for suggesting that a lot of homophobia comes from closeted feelings of, you know, wanting to have sex with the opposite sex or for the same sex.
But yet existing in a largely heterosexual culture and feeling fear about coming out about that. And so wanting to instead appear as though they're heterosexual.
Yeah. Is it just, you know, is it enough just that most of the people that you know are straight and you feel like weird about liking something different? Or is it that someone out there is pushing shame for who you are? You know, is it just that, well, I'm different and that makes me feel strange? Or is it that someone put that idea in your head, like the same way they put the idea in your head that you should be afraid of spiders, which are mostly harmless?
We'll come back with more excellent questions. Maybe you have an answer. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do,
talk to mom faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.